For there is no distinction. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. This is our good news. These are the words that we need to hear, maybe even this morning. These are the words that we get from Paul. These are our words, our assurance, when we are feeling a little less. This is our promise, when we feel like we're on the short end. This is our response to anyone who tries to keep us silent, who tries to convince us that we cannot participate, tells us that our voice is invalid, when we are twisted and we are torn up in sadness and fear. There is no distinction. This is our answer to words of hate and anger that are leveled against God's people. This is our truth in the face of any division. This is our courage when we step out of our comfort and we step into the light of Christ and we speak and we act against discrimination. There is no distinction because there is no right answer. Except for the love and grace of God, there is no room for oppression. There is no justification for inciting fear. There is no one person who can stake a claim of authority against another. There is no acceptable level of violence. There is no room for weapons in the Sabbath. There is no space for racism. There is no us. There is no argument for which lives matter more than others. There's no poor. There's no rich. There's no them in the presence of God. This is our good news. We fall short. We all fail to live up to the proclamation, the commands that God gives us, God who created us, God who loves us, God who loves our neighbor who we don't, God who runs for the sick and the suffering when we won't, God who knows us as well as we even know our own brokenness, and still, God forgives us. Without proper justification or rationale, without merit or ledgers, without all those yardsticks and bottom lines and all those zip codes and all those metrics that we humans know so well and we build up for ourselves, we fall short. And Christ picks us up. We turn away from God and Christ turns back. We try. We really try to go it alone. We try to figure it out. We try to be strong. We try to pray harder. We try to act more. We try to demonstrate that we are strong enough, we are courageous enough, that we are willing enough, that we are going to change our lives, and then Christ goes with us because we can't. There is no distinction in the presence of God. Paul wrote these words almost 2,000 years ago, and he wrote them to the Roman church, a group of people who were threatening to deny each other along racial lines, ethnic lines, religious lines, economic lines, lines of power and social status. He wrote this letter because it turns out people don't change. We always seek our own way. And in the midst of all the reminders that we seem to need about why we want to make distinctions, why we want to notice all the differences, build up walls or laws or bombs that can fall between the gaps that lie between us, that's when Paul steps in. Paul steps into the middle of the aisle of our worship space. Paul steps into the middle of the anti-Semitism that lingers in the darkness. Paul steps right into the middle of it. And he compels us in love, in the name of Christ, to see each other in the presence of God, to not look at each other, to not look for what our minds are going to be seeking as far as differences, skin tone, or the straightness of a hemline, or a political yard sign, or maybe a religious symbol on a neck or on a wall, because if we're looking for a difference in each other, we will find it. Paul, in this verse, which is part of a much longer argument that he makes to the Roman church, he is speaking in the name of Christ, and he's calling us out of ourselves. He's compelling us in love to see each other, to see Christ in the eyes of the one who is sitting next to us, to see Christ, to see God's image in the image of a person who falls across our TV screens or our screens on our tablets, to see God's care for humanity in the tired ones, in the sad ones, in the despondent, disappointed, denied, threatened ones. Because in the presence of God, there is no distinction. Every single one of us longs for peace. Every single one of us, as we walk along the earth, we want to contribute, we want to live. Every single one of us was crafted by God's hand, given breath with a word, declared blessed by our Creator, every one of us has been made whole and in the presence of God. In this shelter that was built for us by God, around this table that is laid out like a feast from Christ, in this tub of water that is filled with the Holy Spirit, we are whole. Our neighbors are whole. Our brothers and sisters, our classmates, our colleagues, our co-workers, the sick, the suffering, the ostracized, the oppressed, are declared blessed in God's presence, made whole, just like in the beginning. That's why this strange phrase, which might sound a little negative, maybe a little accusatory in our defensive ears, this word about how we fall short of the glory of God, it is a reflection of the cross that Christ brings to shatter our world and all those divisions, all those distinctions that we create, every line in the sand, every border, every boundary, every rule that is meant to decide who's in and who's out, they all come from us. It's we, the people, who are choosing to give in to our fears and our doubts. It's God who has no distinction. It's we, the humans, who want the lists and the legislation. It is God who has no distinction. We are the ones who want a leader who will rise up. We want Jesus himself to show up, maybe with a sword in hand, and bring about his peace and justice with any means necessary. And with Christ, there is no distinction. There is only the cross. It stands in our path. It fills our divides. It draws our eyes back to God, who loves us, because God has always loved us. God who feeds us, because we've always been hungry for good news. God who sends us back out to where we came from, so that we can declare equality, we can reveal compassion, we can surrender ourselves for the building up of families, communities, our nation. Christ, through just a few words in Paul, is recreating our hope and strengthening our love to walk in our broken world and to reflect light, to seek justice, to be a messenger in the midst of sound bites and hateful words, that in the presence of God, there is no distinction. There is no suffering that is deserved. There are no winners and losers. There is no good side of town. There is no denial of health or refusal of shelter. There is no power or place for white supremacy. There are no rooms that are closed off to our youth. There is no argument for denying anyone their right. There is no space or place to tell someone who is LGBTQ or someone who is different from us that they do not deserve to live. There is no reason for us to tear each other down. There is no reason for us to do anything but to lift up words that promote love and grace, because there is no excuse. There is no distinction in the presence of God. In God's presence, there is forgiveness. There's grace. A second, third, fourth, 77th chance, as much as any one person needs and more than any of us can possibly comprehend. In God's presence, there is life. There's joy, fullness, mercy, healing, compassion, empathy, and respect. There is no distinction, because God doesn't choose. Christ doesn't divide. God keeps Christ close to humanity. God keeps sending the Holy Spirit to speak and shape and strengthen our presence, so that we can remember again the gift of God's abundant and everlasting grace, so that we can keep praying. Pray for our people and pray for our families and pray for people we have never met, so that we can keep speaking. We can speak for justice, and we can speak for equality, and we can speak for God's kingdom on behalf of anyone who is living in fear, even today. God's grace. It was promised at creation, and it is fulfilled every single day through God's people who are walking this earth. That's our good news. We fall short and we are lifted up by God so that we can give away this good news. And we can speak it for those who are tired, those who are fractured, those who are confused, those who are disoriented in this world, because in the presence of God, there is no distinction. There is only life in abundance. Amen.